Gemara in Shabbos says that one of the questions that were asked, is kavata itama Torah, meaning that it's not enough that we learn on a daily basis, but there have to be set times that are designated and that are sacrosanct for Talmud Torah. What's the pshat? As long as you get it done, no? I mean, if every day a person learns, enough kamina, whether today he learns at 6 o'clock and tomorrow at 8 o'clock and the next day at 5 p.m. So on one level, the answer is that Yod HaTorah, the Sevdaita Shel Adam, that human nature being what it is, many of us, if we don't have a Kriyas Itam, so without the Kriyas Itam, the Kriyas for learning will erode. If there isn't a particular time which is inviolable, which is sacrosanct for learning, so then invariably to too many of us it will happen that a days will pass when we don't learn. And on a very practical level, the requirement of Kriyas Itam helps us compensate for a human weakness. In general, we do well when we have structure that reinforces our commitment and partners together with our willpower instead of being dependent entirely upon our willpower. But the Rav Zichron Levracha suggested an understanding on another level as well. So Moshe L'Ma'adov Adom, the Moshe is an introduction to what he said. Moshe L'Ma'adov Adom, let's say you have an old friend and you want to get together. Okay, so you're going to meet. You're going to meet for a cup of coffee somewhere. Okay. So he says, so when are we going to meet? So you say, whenever. Whenever. You know, you name the coffee house. And we'll meet whenever. What if people meet whenever? If you're meeting someone, the only way you meet, right, on the human level, the only way you meet is if you coordinate a time. Otherwise, maybe you'll show up there at 9 in the morning, and he'll have been there from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. the previous night. When there's a meeting involved, so by definition, the meeting is there's not just a mutual agreement that we should meet, but if the meeting is actually going to happen, you have to coordinate a time. So the Rav says, Chazal wanted to impress upon us that when a person learns Torah, that there's a rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a meeting. It's not just that the person is sitting down. No, the Gemara doesn't have to know at what hour I'm going to pull it off the shelf and open it. But Chazal, obviously, Aliva the Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there whenever a person sits down to learn. But Dibur Torah Kelshon B'nei Odom, that it should register with us, that we should recognize that when we sit and learn, right, the famous Medrash, I mean, the Rishonim already quoted, but then probably more famously, the Nefesh HaChaim and V'yikhu Li Truma. When a person sits and learns whatever he's holding by learning, so there's a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A meeting needs a time to recognize that zchus, that whenever we sit down to learn, Shchina Kenegdo, afilu Yochid, Yoshev Oseik B'Torah is Shchina Kenegdo. My brother Shem Kom Domo commented once that the Madveya Habracha of Hamalame Torah L'Amo Yisrael, so he interpreted it, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever we learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamalame Torah L'Amo Yisrael, the special Siyata D'Shmaya that a person has if he's yearning, striving, exerting himself to learn Torah, to penetrate to Amita Shel Torah, so that special Siyata Deshmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malami Torah L'Am Yisrael, not just by virtue of Mamet HaSinai millennia ago, but whenever we sit down to learn, again, because Kavat Itim LaTorah, there's a time, because learning Torah means that there's a meeting going on between the Lomei Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Malamei Torah, L'Am Yisrael. Have a good day, everyone.